Good morning, everyone. This is John Miller from Wisconsin doing the Daily Inspiration. And we've been going through Psalm 127. And so today we're looking at verse 3, verse 3 of chapter 127 in Psalms. He says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." You know, how do you look at children? Are they a blessing? Are they something that you appreciate? Are they a bother? Now, we grew up Amish, and so children have always been cherished and a blessing. But I also know that different backgrounds have different tendencies. I think the American culture has cheapened children in that they look at children as a bother, as a problem. Excuse me. They look at children as something that's in the way of their life. And I think that is so wrong. Children are the only thing that we have that we can take with us to eternity. Now, where I came from, children were appreciated, but I'm sometimes afraid that maybe we look at them too much as an object, as a number, rather than as a person, as an individual, as precious. Now, we know all our children are precious, but I know families that had 12 or 18 children, and that's a lot. But my question is, for me as a parent, how do I look at my children? Is each one, like when you get a bouquet of flowers, you know, they're special. When you get a field of flowers, do you appreciate them or do you kind of get used to it and just take it for granted? I know where I came from, you know, children were a great asset in there as they grew up. You know, they would be able to help the work and bring in income help, you know, either whether it was a family doing something and that's good because we need to teach our children. But God has convicted me that, you know, we are given our children to teach them for him, to raise them for him, to prepare them, to send them out. We will actually look at the other verses, the rest of the verses here. Verse 4 here, he talks about as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. You know, we've been given our children to prepare them. It's like you're a workman that is creating arrows. And so each child is like one arrow, and you take time to mold and shape and direct. You know, God has given you this child for a purpose. This child was created for a purpose. What are you doing as a father? If you're not a father, if you're a single man or a woman, you know, are you shaping others? Are you having a positive impact in others? And if you think about, you know, even if as being someday being a parent, think of children as arrows, as tools, as something that is precious and special, created with a purpose rather than tools is not a good term to use sometimes just because of, you know, tools are disposable. Children are not disposable. They're here for once. They're here for a purpose, and God intends that we raise them to accomplish that. I think of the scripture says where it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And I remember we had a neighbor, a believer, that they had only one son, and so they were Christians, so they were determined to raise this child right. And when the child grew up, it was rebellious. It went its own way. It ruined his life, ended up in jail. And they said, that verse is not true. That verse is not true. But here's the problem. It says, train up a child in the way he should go. Now, these are dear believers. And I feel sorry for them. I believe that their child has, at least to some degree, change some of his life. But they were trying to raise that child in the way they wanted it to go. Now, there's a certain aspect here where I want to be careful that I don't diminish the parent's influence in a child's life or the parent's, raising our children to follow after us to a certain degree. But we have to remember, as parents, we are shaping this child for God, for the purpose that God created for this child. We are supposed to raise this child in the way that God intended for him. And I believe this is what they missed. I'll just give a little example for you to think about. Now, I know you might not do this, but maybe there's other ways where you try to mold your child into your image rather than creating it to be in God's image. This mama was very protective. She was overprotective. And she would put a string around him when he was a little boy and hold on to him like a dog so he couldn't run away from her, like when she was at an auction or she was somewhere in a crowd. Instead of sitting down and teaching the child and directing and, connecting with the child, she taught him, but she taught out of control and fear. She put a string around him so she wouldn't lose him in the crowd. And I believe this directly impacts a child's perception of who they are. Because what this child received was that I'm not trusted, that I'm in the same level as a dog, in that I'm stupid, I can't be trained. I don't want you to know who this is, because they are today, they're dear friends, they're Christians, but they made a mistake. And we have to acknowledge when we make a mistake or we're going to repeat. And so this is my encouragement for today. It says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." What is your perception of children? And we know what we're supposed to think, but sometimes we have to stop and reevaluate. Not what I think, but what my actions show that I believe in my heart. So today, examine your heart, what your thought is about your child. So God bless you as you go through this day and meditate on the Word of God.